Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Erevin Daf from Dal in the Hizvah edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Halacha Yud. We're starting Daf from Gimel with Beis, five lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara of Yitzchok ben Chakulo b'shem Rav Yudo Nesayo me'arvim lo'odom al korchoi. You could force an Odom to join the Eruv, even though he does not want to join. It says more Tanikhet, we have a raya to this. It says in the Braiso, koifim b'nei movi zel azel asoistem lechi v'koyro. B'nei movi can force each other to do the crossbeam or the pole that is needed. In the same way, they can force to join an Eruv. It says more Tani, but it says in the Braiso, harei she'omru loy la'ariv v'hu, I'm using in the Yusuf of Chaim, she'omru la'ariv v'hu einoy m'mayin. They asked him to do an Eruv and he was not refusing. So the din is Marvim Alav Shlomi Daitor. So then you do the Eruv without asking if he's not refusing, if he's not declaring that he's not interested. Mashma from here, Hayam Mimayin, but if he did say I refuse to join the Eruv, so then the din is Ein Koifim Oisoi. Only if he did not refuse and he didn't declare that he's not interested. But if he declared, you can't force him. So how does that work with what Yitzchak Dekula Ben Chakula said? So the one that from Dal and from Tap, Omar Avudon Masniso de Rameir. This goes like Rameir in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, Rameir says, She'ein me'arvim lo'odom elimidaitoi. Rabbi Yudah says that you should know the Erev Chetzos you can do even without asking because it's a schus. But in the Maisa, our Mishnah, Rameir holds, you can't force someone to do an Eruv. So this Brisa goes like Rameir. Omar Avisi Baraboyin Tipote Kedivri Akol Shehoya Tzduki. He says you could say even according to everybody. We're talking here that this person is a Tzduki. He's someone who's not Moide Be'eruv. So you can't force him to do an Eruv. It's not going to help to force him. Because the tzduki ruins the Eruv. So that's why here you can't force them. Someone who forgot to do an Eruv, ben shoygeg, ben meizir, he's oisadiv ramer, kurdir ramer, he's oisir, because you can't do an Eruv without asking him, and he's not part of the Eruv. Rabbi Yudah says, a meizir is oisir, and shoygeg is not oisir. So the one understands why meizir is not oisir, he is oisir. Because amazing, that means he's declaring and not interested in joining. You see, you can't force him to join. And that's what the Gemara asks. Amazing doiser. Why is he amazing doiser? Just force him to join the Eruv. Says the Gemara, Elam Mishum Knas. The reason he's oiser, not because you can't force him, but it's a Knas Shekatsu Chachomi. Because he purposely did not join the Eruv, he cannot benefit from the Eruv. Says the Gemara, if so, Me'ato hu osur v'chaveri mutar. So if so, he should be usher, and the person who's mazi should be usher. But the rest of the people should be mutter to carry in this chutzar. And mashra there that nobody could carry. So the Gemara, kavan shechlim la'arev, v'lo yirev, koinzim oisom. Meaning, yes, they could have done the Eruv ba'al karcho. They should have gone and forced it to do the Eruv. They didn't do it. So the comments say that automatically he joins the Eruv, but they didn't do nothing in order to join him in the Eruv, so that we don't say, and therefore, they're also to carry in the chatzar. It's a kanas for them as well. Now goes the Gemara back to the Mishnah. Doesn't Rameir agree that it's we're zochin l'adam shalai b'fono? So why he says you can't force a person to join the Eruv? Second one, Rameir lei sado zochu. It's not a schus for him. Why? People don't want other people to go into their house without their permission. And here people are going to have to go into his house and take the bread to join the Eruv. He doesn't want it. Rabbo, Bredi, Apapi, Vishem, Avchama, Vachanino, Maise, Bisho, Achat, Shehir, Vilechamoy, Sebeloy, Daito. There's this woman, she did an Eruv for her mother-in-law without asking permission. So he came in front of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel wanted to say it's also because she didn't ask permission. This is what I heard from your father. You're making an Erevin, and because we have a sheet that says you can force someone to do an Erev even if he's not interested, so therefore we rely on that. And with this, we conclude the seventh parak of Maseches Erevin. Hadron Aloch Perak Choloin, Hadron Aloch Perak Choloin Be'ezer Hashem. Starting the eighth parak of the Masechta. Zok the Mishnah. Ketza mishtatfim b'tchumim. So before we spoke about how do you do an Eruv chatzeres, meaning how do you make people join an Eruv in a chatzer. Now we're asking how do you make people join an Eruv in a tchum. It wants to allow people to walk out of the tchum more than 2,000 amo. How do you make people join it? Maniach es hachovis, he puts the barrel. For my raise the call bnei iri. This can be for all the people in my city. Anybody wants to go and use this erev tchumim to go to the to a shiva house or to a wedding or to beis hamishne to a shiva brachas. As Reb Chaim points out, from here you see that you do it only for a mitzvah. You don't just do erev tchumim for no reason. The call me shekiba lo v'bod yoyim mutter. Anybody who accepted and joined the area before it was dark, he's allowed to use it. But once it's dark, you can't join it. If it doesn't work, once it becomes dark. Remember when you spoke about the Erev Chatzeros and Shitufim Mevoyes, you had to do a ziku. You had to summon to come and be mizake to somebody else. Here we don't say this. Why we don't mention it over here? There you have to do a zikwa in order to, for other people to be able to join the eruv. Here it's not mentioned. You don't have to do a zikwa. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kule chomer medolar. Meaning it's like a chomer lechoro. When I speak about eruv chatzeros, it's only midirabanon. At oimer mizaki, you say it's where he's required to do a zikwa. You have to be mizaki to the person. Erev Tchumim, Medivir Toiro, Lokoshiken. Erev Tchumim, which is a Dvar Toiro. So, of course, you should have to be Mezaket to the person in order to join it. Says the Gemara, Asid the Rav Kiar Be'echanon. Rav agrees with the Be'echanon, and he holds you have to do Zikui for Erev Tchumim. And as Reb Chaim points out, Rav holds, that's what the Bavli says, that you don't have to do in a Zikui for Erev Chatzeres. And even though we saw it before, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Says the Gemara from Dal Amud Beis, Omar Rav Yosi Bar Aboin. You know what's the reasoning of Shmuel? Kedei la'asos kol harishuyos ka'achas. Because by Erev Chatzeres, I need to everybody to join together to become one rishus. To say that everybody is living together in one place. For that, you have to do a zikui. I can't be makneh rishus without doing while being mezakeh for everyone else. But when I'm speaking about Erev Tchumim, not mezakeh, not kineh rishus. You're just putting in place and saying this is the place where I'm shavus and shabbos. So for that, you don't have to do a zikui. Halacha be zog de mishto. Kama hu shiur? What's the shiur of the eruv? What's the shiur of Erev Tchumim? Mazon shtei seudus l'kol echod v'echod has to be two seudus for each one. Mezon l'chol v'lo l'shabbos divrei amir. The amount a person eats during the weekday and not the amount a person eats on Shabbos, that's what Amir says. V'doim l'shabbos v'lo l'chol, the opposite. Whatever he eats for Shabbos and not for the weekday, elu ve'elu miskavnim l'hakel. They're both talking a smaller shear as we'll see in the Gemara. Abirchim ben Brik oimer mekikar bepundioin Marbo saying besela. Rebbeinu is giving us the shear of two seudos. He says, when you buy a bread for one pundion, when the market is arbe saying for a sela. And Reb Chaim goes on to give us the cheshbon that there's 48 pundions in every sela, and there's 24 kavim in four seil. So if four seil cost a sela, and one kikar costs a pundion, a kikar is half a kaf. Four sellers, one seller. Every seller is 48 punyoins. So what is four sellers divided to 48? Half a kaf. Shimon Oimer, Mishtei Yodos, the kikar, Misholosh lekaf. He says, when I'm buying three breads per kaf, I'm going to take one of the breads and take two-thirds of that bread. So that's two-thirds of a third of a kaf, which means two-ninths of a kaf. So the Pashup Shah in the Mishnah, Abraham Ibrahim says that the bread is half a kaf, and Rav Shimon says it's two-ninths of a kaf. The continues the Mishnah and says, that's the shear for Eruv. Chetzio, which is going to be one seudo, lebay samanugo. What's bay samanugo? When a person goes into a house which has tsaras, if he waits there, the time that it takes to eat the seudo, so its clothes become tummy. So how much is it? What is the shear of a seudo? Half of the bread of the Eruv. A quarter of it, when a person eats this tomatic thing, it makes him puzzle. That's a tumah derabanan, that because the rice of food doesn't make all them tomah. But in derabanan, if someone eats this shear, which is a quarter of the bread of the eruv, he becomes puzzle of truma. Says the Gemara, the Fekor in the beginning brings the Machlekes of Rameir and Reb Yudo regarding the two Seudos, do you go based on the weekday or based on Shabbos? So Rameir Oimer Bechulo Deleis Demaloichol Hoichel Pida Tzifchat. During the week, he doesn't have that much to eat. He's not going to eat that much bread. B'shabto de'istama lo'ichol o'ichol pisa sagin. But on Shabbos, that he has a lot of food, so with the food, he eats a lot of bread. So therefore, we're saying bread of the weekday, it's less of the bread of Shabbos, and that's what you have to go with, according to our mayor. Rebbe says the opposite. On during the week, there's not much food, so he's going to eat more bread. But in Shabbos, he has a lot of food. He's going to eat less bread because he wants to fill himself up with other foods. So that's why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the bread on Shabbos is less than the weekday, and that's the shear of the Eruv. Continues on the Gemara, speaking about the next two shitas in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Breiko and Rabbi Shimon. Yabirchanon and Rabbi Shimon are very close to each other in the shear. Says the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. Because as we just explained in the Mishnah, Yabirchanon holds it's half a kaf. And Rabbi Shimon holds it's 2/9 of a kaf. That's a big difference. And the way the Gemara asks is like this. Isachami, come see. Ahan avad igulo tresar bin. According to Yabirchanon, that the bread is half a kaf. A kaf is 24 eggs. So half a kav is 12 eggs. So the shear of Rabbi Yochanan is 12 eggs for every bread. Continues the Gemara in Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph on top. Ve'ahan ovad igulei tamnio. And Rabbi Shimon, he's saying that a bread is a third of a kav, and a third of a kav is 8 eggs. Hi, we said it's not a third of a kav. We said 2/9 of a kav. So this is a question that Rabbi Chaim brings and named the Gemara in the Bavli. And Rabbi Chaim Yipuit said something, we're not going to go into it too much right now, that all what Rabbi Shimon says, that you do 2/9 of a kav, and not a full third, that's only the Gabi Eruv. But the Gabi Tumo, you go based on a full bread. The 2/9, it means the 2/3 of a bread, and not a full bread, is a din by Eruvin, and right now we're focusing on Tumo, and that's why the Gemara right now says that Rabbi Shimon holds that a bread is 8 eggs and not less. So, but even if you say this way, that's a full bread, there's still a big difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon. Kurit Rabbi Yochanan, it's 12 eggs. Kurit Rabbi Shimon is 8 eggs. V'teima hachi, are you saying it's very close to each other? Says the Gemara, Ravuna Amai Tzemem Shlish Leitzil. When Rabbi Yochanan Mebreka says that the size of the breads is 12 eggs, that's before you deduct what the grocer takes for his profit. The grocer takes a third of the shear. So if you take out 12 eggs and you take out a third, you're left with 8. So now Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan are basically the same thing. Hi, we said that they're very close to each other. They're not exactly the same thing. So in this, Rabbi Chaim answers that the chinvani, the grocer, doesn't take a full third. It takes close to a third. So that's according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a little bit more than 8 eggs. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's 8 eggs exactly. So the one Rabbi Yisrael went to the people, the grocers, the bakers, come and taught him like Avuno, that you could take a third yitzia, that's your profit share, you could take that. It's only when we have this share in the market that the price of bread is dalit seim besela, and that's what we mentioned, that you could take a third, that necessarily work in other markets and other circumstances. With this, we conclude Yushami Erevin Daf Nun Dalet.